Brett Phillips here. Thanks to First Serve Tennis Sunscreen. Go to sunblessedsunscreens.com.au. The defending women's champ, red hot favourite, I just call her Iga, or Iga, was knocked out in straight sets. What's happened, BP?
Oh, I tell you what, Gary, just throw the balls in the air. I come down, who knows who's going to win the women's. It's that wide open. Iga Świątek, Poland today. Tell you what, taken to the cleaners in the end by Maria Sakkari. She is a good player. Greece, how good are they going? They don't have a production line of tennis players. They've got two stars, Tsitsipas on the men's, and Sakkari, who's just a good story of development. 25 years of age. She's been incrementally building. Great coach, a young coach, Tom Hill. No one would know who he is, but he's highly regarded in tennis circles. And you love when a player just holds their nerve, because you thought Świątek's going to come back, she's going to win, everyone expects her to win. And this girl was absolutely brilliant in getting over the finish line. So she'll take on Barbora Krejcikova. It's just all household name stuff on the women's side. And we're going to have a new champion at the French, which is not a bad thing.
Who's the highest ranked of all the women left on that side of the draw?
Yeah, so Sakkari is the highest ranked in the top 20, but Pavlyuchenkova is the most experienced left. She's been as high as 13, Tim, and this is her, was her seventh attempt to get into a semi-final, so she's the most experienced of all the players left.
Diego Schwartzman, look, he's not the best player on the circuit, but he's always difficult to play against, and Raf had a few problems with him as well.
This was an incredible match, and thank God they could let a few more in today, because they had 5,000 spectators. It felt like 50,000. And if you just go back and look at the highlights of this match, it was extraordinary. Now, Diego takes a set off Rafa. That doesn't happen very often. There's only a select bunch that have taken one or more sets off Rafa, and 105 wins, 2 losses that he's had at the French Open. And Schwartzman's one of those players. And he just couldn't quite sustain his level for the entire match. And this is what you love about the champions. They just find a way to play the big points, and they're clutch when they need to be. And Rafa's in a 14th semi-final. We know what happens when he gets to this stage.
That's right. He's owned it. Djokovic, is he having it his own way at the moment or not?
This is interesting right now. Djokovic, first two sets, absolutely in the driver's seat. Berrettini dug in, wins a third set tiebreaker. We're in the balance right now in the fourth. Go back 12 months ago, it was Tsitsipas who trailed Djokovic 2 sets to love and took him to 5, and then he had really nothing left in the tank to take on Nadal in the finals. So, Djokovic, you want to close this one out in the next 20 minutes or so. The Berrettini's coming, the big Italian, starting to really find his range on his forehand, and we'll see what happens in the next 20 minutes.
And what's been your snack of choice overnight?
Good question, Tim. I did consume a little bit. I was a bit peckish overnight. A couple of nice quiches I had.
Yeah, they were good. It's French.
Yeah.
Lorraine, quiche Lorraine?
Lorraine, indeed, dear. Lorraine, lovely quiche Lorraine.
Beautiful.
Lovely lady.
Keep up the good work, BP. We'll talk again tomorrow morning.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Brett Phillips here for First Serve Tennis Sunscreen. Go to sunblessedsunscreens.com.au.
Off the temper text, Wisp, I thought Gary loved the tennis. I could have sworn I've seen him multiple times at the Australian Open wearing designer clothing.
French
Open. Was that you?
The French Open hasn't quite captured my imagination.
Right.
The Australian Open, magnificent.
You're not a clay court specialist, are you?
Not since the old Lontacar days. Back at, St. Augustine's used to have a couple of Altacar courts back in the day.
Did they have a big grass tournament over the summer or over Easter or anything like that as well?
Yes, Cobham Lawn Tennis Club had beautiful, they would have had, I don't know, 30 or 40 big lawn courts. St. Augustine's only had 4, which is the school I went to. But
right.
The lawn tennis is magnificent.
Oh, brilliant.
Do lots of diving.
Brilliant.
Were you a diver on the court?
Of course.
A volleyer? Would you dive for those big volleys?
There used to be a big tournament at Christmas time. I think it was Christmas time, in the summertime anyway, at Warwick Nabil on the football oval. It was magnificent. Magnificent surface.